Ronaldo Yap has spent yet another uncomfortable night. After long hours working on a Manila dock, the scar on his side would not let him find the rest that he needed. It has been a little more than 1 year since the 29-year-old sold his kidney. Even though he generally feels well and can carry heavy loads, something seems different.
Ang napapansin ko lang po hanggang ngayon, pagka yung medyo matagalan ng trabaho namin, madali na po ako nabagod.
On cool nights, he says he feels numb where the operation was. Sometimes it hurts. His story is only one of many in a place called Isla Walang Bato, or No Kidney Island, in the Beseco section of Manila. Running short of money and hope, Ronaldo decided to sell one of his kidneys to pay off a loan on a piece of land. He also bought some household appliances and sent money to his parents. A broker arranged a deal under which Ronaldo received about $1,740, a lot of money for a laborer making about $6 a day. A Canadian received the organ. This is not unusual in the Philippines, where medical authorities estimate that in some large hospitals, more than 50% of all organs go to foreigners. If a donor wants to make a private arrangement to sell a kidney, there is no law to stop him. However, it is illegal for a third party or broker to arrange the sale. To get around the law, the relationship is hidden, and it is difficult for the authorities to arrest violators. Police Inspector Norberto Murillo works in Beseco.
We hardly detect the brokers because the brokers do is to accompany the donator to the doctors. So the brokers serves as a companion, and they don't put them as a broker, only a companion. It is only a secret agreement between the two of them.
How many residents of Beseco have sold their kidneys over the years? Getting an accurate figure is difficult, although one University of Philippines study estimates the number may be as high as 3,000. According to Manila's National Kidney and Transplant Institute, or NKTI, there were just over 2,300 transplants in the Philippines between 2000 and 2005. It is not known how many of those kidneys were sold. As with any major surgery, there are serious risks to removing a kidney. Donors can get infections or suffer other complications. And though most people can live healthy lives with only one kidney, there is always a chance that donors may later develop kidney disease or other health problems. A few years ago, the government began a program to educate poor kidney donors about the risks. This includes counseling for potential donors, twice-monthly transplant seminars at NKTI, brochures and speeches around the country. But Dr. Remedios de Belen Uriarte, manager of the Philippine Organ Donation Program in the Department of Health, says the effort has to be intensified because the commercial kidney traffic still goes on.
We have to concentrate really to the indigent or poor people for them to know the consequences on the health, on their way of living after organ donation.
A regulated approach to donations has been set up through the Kidney Foundation of the Philippines, a private organization. It offers a package of benefits worth about $6,000 to qualified donors. This includes free annual checkups, life insurance, and cash. But the program is just over a year old, and its reach so far is limited. That means the poor continue to take the risk. Many benefit little from the money they receive by selling part of their body. Beseco Community Counselor Ray Campanera says people frequently spend the money on short-term benefits.
They don't know how to invest the money. They spend most of the money buying those appliances, beautifying their house. But the problem is after 3 or 4 months, they have no more money. So they go on selling those appliances they bought.
Beseco is not alone. There are other places in the Philippines where such activity goes on, and other developing nations as well. Demand for transplants is massive. In the United States alone, the United Network for Organ Sharing says more than 95,000 people await transplants, mostly for kidneys, but only about 29,000 transplants were performed in 2006. The World Health Organization says the international trade in organs is increasing, fueled by growing demand and unethical traffickers. According to the WHO, brokers may charge up to $200,000 to organize a transplant for wealthy patients. Douglas Baxian for VOA News, Manila.